The task that we Americans now face will test us to the uttermost. Never before have we been called upon for such a prodigious effort. Never before have we had so little time in which to do so much.
Carolyn Palmer has created new sculptures of Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt, which are on display in the renovated lobby of the all-new FDR Presidential Library and Museum.
These beautiful, and I mean beautiful, new sculptures commissioned through private donations and donated to the library can be touched by the public and will help the Roosevelt Library fulfill its commitment to accessibility for all its visitors. If you can't see the first couple's features, with these sculptures you can feel them in bronze.
Master sculptor Carolyn Palmer graduated from Nazareth College in Rochester, New York. She went on to study privately throughout Spain, France, Italy, and the United States. Her sculptures are displayed in both public venues and private collections. She has a larger-than-life Thomas Jefferson that graces the Jefferson Center lobby in Syracuse, New York, and her Wright brothers were acquired by the Sanford Orlando Airport.
Palmer was chosen by Mayor Christopher Daugherty of Scranton, Pennsylvania, to create life-size bronzes of Vice President Joseph Biden and the late Governor Robert P. Casey for Historic Park in Scranton.
And it's a great pleasure to welcome Carolyn Palmer to the roundtable. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Well, it's
Thank
a
you.
Delight.
Thank you.
I have to say, we went into the museum yesterday and saw the sculptures, and obviously we'd been working on the broadcast, so I had been reading up on them and knew a little bit about the backstory. But I was really taken aback by just how powerful they are and how incredibly how they speak to you, and they are so real and emotional. And I so now comes the dumb question, which I don't know how you as a guest answers, but I just get to ask the questions. And that is, how do you pull that off? Of getting that, I mean, at what point do you know that you have the mood of that person?
I start with photographs, lots of photographs all over the walls, and I pretty much copy the same lighting of the photographs into my studio. So then I start working, and I spend many, many, many hours to where I get the right features and everything, and then I start feeling from my heart when I work. I just start it's a lot of hours.
But
absolutely.
Here's a question my student might ask me, and I'll ask you.
Yeah.
But like, comma,
yeah.
How do you do it?
Oh, gosh. When my friends come by to see me, they just know that I sit with it for hours and hours.
Yeah, but
into the
what's
late
the
night.
Mechanics?
Oh, the mechanics of,
yeah.
of what
comes
clay?
First. Yeah, yeah.
And the clay?
The clay that
yeah,
you
the clay,
do
the nose, the eyes, and then I didn't want to sound eccentric. I really kind of feel like it's a real person in front of me. But I really do. I treat it just like it's them, and I feel Eleanor, and I felt FDR, and, you know, they changed so many times. I mean, they went from, you know, I had an older Eleanor, and then, of course, thanks to Lynn Bastinet here at the library, she was the one who had asked me to do the Eleanor. She had asked, you know, we would like kind of an attractive one, but I thought, God, Eleanor was so attractive. You know, she was such a beautiful, beautiful woman inside in her younger years. Stunning, I thought. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah,
I know
no, you're
people
right.
say, oh, she's playing, she's this. Her beauty, you just can't, you know, she just smiled. So I felt her inner beauty when I was working, and I felt too his jaunty self and his spirit. So I guess I do feel their spirits without sounding too crazy.
Well, no, when you say you feel like you're really touching them, does that make you cautious in a way of, oh, I don't want to, you know, it makes you even more careful to touch,
to
make the next move, as
yeah.
it were.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You know, good question, because sometimes I do get carried away, and I'm glad that I take photographs, because sometimes I lose, you know, the image or the gesture or the soulfulness that I had earlier. So I do sometimes go, oh no, why did I just do that? And then I look back at a photo and I go, oh, I want to get that back. And sometimes you never can get something back.
Do you ever sort of relate to the late Geppetto?
Oh, Geppetto, Yes,
Geppetto, as you remember, did Pinocchio. Yeah. and Pinocchio came alive.
Came alive, absolutely.
So when you're doing...
Yeah.
You ever think of that? Wouldn't it be something if one day he just started talking, one of them started talking to you?
Well, my family, I actually...
That would be something. that would be something.
I have a friend who brought over his dog, and the dog ran up to my Jefferson, and for some reason in my studio, just really was something in that... Clay had that dog respond like in some animalistic way, and I'm not sure why.
but we would assume that's because it's lifelike and there's something about it that would bring out.
Yeah.
One of the things about the we obviously realize that this is radio, and we'll have these pictures up on Facebook and Twitter, but it is so people can see what we're talking about. But the face. When you, the Roosevelt, FDR statue, the glasses are absolutely incredible. The pinched nose glasses.
Pince-nez. It's French for a pinched nose.
Yeah. I mean, look at that. So we're looking at the picture, so you all just...
We're looking at the picture. You can't.
Right. We'll try to describe it to you. But you can actually put your fingers around between the eye and the glasses, and that was all part of what you were trying to do.
Yes. Well, Lynn, you know, she wanted these to be touchable pieces of art for the blind, and I just thought it would be lovely that they could really feel the textures of the face, you know, the face, the eyes, and when I was sculpting them, I was actually thinking in the terms of someone who was without sight, and I want to thank the library because I think it made my work more in depth.
Now, there are plenty of places you can't touch the bronzes.
Absolutely
not. But this was reverse. This was done on purpose, right?
On purpose.
Is there anything that could go wrong if too many people touch it?
The acid in the fingers, yes, but I did lacquer glazes on them, which I really didn't want to do because sometimes it can make it look more like a resin. But because they are going to be touched, I was thinking that you didn't want the acid, so you had to put a good protection layer over it.
Have you seen any sightless person do it yet?
Oh, I haven't. I haven't yet, and I would love to see that because Joe Davidson, who did the famous FDR, the really famous one, he also did one of Helen Keller, and there's a beautiful picture that I have in my studio of Helen touching, you know, blindly while her eyes were open. She was another beautiful lady. She was touching the piece, and Joe was looking on, watching a blind person touch, you know, a piece of his work. So, yeah, I thank the library so much here because they really, I feel that they really helped me in my work.
And of course, we thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Is it different when I was in reading the introduction about doing a bronze of the Vice President, Joe Biden?
Yes.
Of doing somebody who is alive?
Oh, amen. That's what I would like.
Right. So, like, do you want to go and... You know, touch him? Mr. Vice President, can I feel your face?
Can I feel your face? Right. Well, actually, that piece is still in progress. It's all in progress right now. And there's some people here that are in the process of helping me make that come to be because I am commissioned to do it, and it's still in the holding. Sometimes you're commissioned, and there's to get it right to fruition. You know,
they're different things, right?
Yes.
I mean, different moods. And that's what I find so interesting. Just the other day, the vice president apparently called the president of Ecuador about Snowden, you know.
Oh,
the guy who's
exactly.
Talking.
Yeah, in Russia or something.
Yeah,
over
right,
there,
right.
Putin.
That's what.
Yeah.
So you might have gotten a different impression of him on that phone that day than you get otherwise.
This is true. Yep. But.
We're all multifaceted human beings, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yes. So that'll be, and that goes into Scranton.
Yes.
And then what do you look for in a project? I mean, I assume you're at a point where you say, well, this is what I want to do and this is what I don't want to do.
Yes. It's like I always say it's like a movie script. You know, there's people that are coming to me, take on this. And, you know, I sit back and I think, do I really want to do this? And right now I have some commissions on my plate. And so there's some interesting ones. So. I'm pretty much a commission-only artist, you know? I'm a commission-only, but when I work, I'm intensely working. You know, I really, there's 9 editions of these, and the New York Historical Society in New York right now has one on loan, and Albany is going to take one in on loan. They're doing a show on Eleanor in November for her birthday, October 11th. And then, of course, I have a whole edition of miniatures that I'm already... I don't want to say who they're in the hands of, but I'm very honored to have some...
So do you make copies?
Well, actually, a sculptor, you get a mold. And
right.
From mold, you can get 9 editions.
Ah.
And so then you also get an...
What happens on the 10th?
No, actually, it makes it more valuable to have only 9. But a mold, depending on the kind of rubber you use in the mold, you can have additions up to 30 or 40, but then it doesn't make them as valuable.
Right.
So it's more valuable that there's only 9 in the world of these, but the first is here, and I just want to say that they have the number 1, and you look on the back, it says 1 of 9, and it's here at the library.
Well, but you're young, and the question is, most artists, when they really hit it big, are dead. So so how does that feel?
Oh, I don't feel I've hit it big. If I felt I hit it big, I think I'd get like a... I feel like this is huge to be here, but I think you always, you know where you are in the world. I mean, in perspective, there's so many wonderful sculptors out there. There's so many people that have really made it big.
So as we sit here, I look at... Because when I'm looking at you right now, my sight line of you, I see you, and then right to the left is a sculpture of Eleanor and Franklin. Right there.
Yes. Oh, yes. That
sitting on a bench.
By EIS.
Sitting on a bench, and you didn't do that.
No.
But when you walk by that, do you say, I got it better?
I got to be humble here.
No, I know. but just between
the faces. The faces. Absolutely. Yeah. I think at that, I know who did that. It was a studio, and they have a collective group of artists that all work on it. And I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful.
That's
really
diplomatic.
Do.
I love it. Carolyn Palmer's bronze sculptures of Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt are in the lobby of the renovated Roosevelt Museum and Library. You can't miss them. You just have to see them. They're absolutely gorgeous. To learn more, visit fdrlibrary.marist.edu. Carolyn Palmer, you're an absolute delight.
Thank you so much for being here.
You're listening to the Roundtables Live broadcast from Hyde Park on WAMC.